A decorated veteran, Sean Falk, who's been on the program here with us before, is a former U.S. Marine infantry officer who served tours of duty in Operation Desert Storm and Bosnia. He is also involved in small business franchising, and he is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Sean, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me back again. I appreciate it,
Tom. Well, we appreciate you being here. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
Before we start talking about the programs you're involved with helping veterans in their post-serving days as far as the military, if you will, is there a story or two that you can share from your experiences as an infantryman or beyond that?
Well, I got out of active duty service in the Marine Corps in 1994, right after Desert Storm in Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back. I was born and raised in Michigan, and I came back to Michigan, was looking for opportunities. And I actually went into corporate America first and spent about 3 or 4 years there before I got the rest of the experience I thought I needed to satisfy my bug and itch to own my own business. So I decided to open up a franchise concept and started in 1998, and now I have 10 locations in Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky.
Well, you're the president of WOLFTEAM, Wolf Team LLC, and Nacho Gang LLC. Tell us about these great organizations.
Well, those are just two business entities that I set up to take care of the businesses that I run. We have 4 Great American Cookie stores, 3 pretzel maker stores, and then I have a couple Mrs. Fields cookies and a Salsarita's Fresh Cantina. So those are the operations that I run underneath those business names.
Now, in the veterans officials that we've talked about, we know full well, especially here in the state of Michigan, that many veterans are coming home. They don't have education. They don't have money. They have no idea where they're going to go, where they're going to work, what they're going to do with their lives. And I know that you have found a way to help some of these folks start their own businesses. Talk about that.
Sure. Well, you mentioned in the beginning of the introduction here that the unemployment rate is rather high, and it's over 20% for veterans. And it's a shame that the people who have been out there fighting for our freedom are coming home and not finding opportunities. So there's a lot of initiatives going on right now to recognize that we need to help these guys and these men and women who are coming back and give them some assistance. And so the International Franchise Association, which is a group of over 1,200 franchisors and suppliers, we have committed to hiring and recruiting 75,000 veterans by 2014 to put into franchising. And Global Franchise Group, the group that I work with that franchises Great American Cookies, we have committed to 150 veterans to put into the franchise system that we operate by 2014. And that's with Great American Cookies, Pretzel Maker, or Marble Slab Creamery. Those are the brands that we franchise.
So if a veteran comes to you to the program, Sean, and says, I have no idea what I need to do, take us through the process.
Well, actually, that's a perfect way to talk about it, because we're actually not looking for a veteran who's experienced in baking cookies and rolling pretzels and serving ice cream. That's not the kind of experience that we even need, and that's what we want to make sure that the veterans understand, is it's not as big of a hurdle as they may think it's going to be. What we're looking for is all the traits and characteristics that you've already learned, and that is your will and determination, that perseverance and teamwork that you learned while you were in the military, that work ethic and that make-it-happen attitude. If you can bring those things to franchising, you'll be really successful, because they've already had the experience of operating within a system, the United States military. That's where all the work's been figured out. All they have to do is execute the system after they've been trained, and they'll be successful. It's the same thing with franchising. Franchising has already figured out how to market, how to do a business plan. They've got a business model set up for you. So they're going to come into the system. They're going to be trained just like they were in the military, and then they just have to go out there and execute it.
Well, so from
great transition.
From your perspective, what are the benefits of owning your own business or franchising?
Well, kind of what I just said about how they have figured out how to make it work and how to do it correctly. So a lot of the stumbling blocks along the way, if you started your own business, are already taken care of. Great American Cookies has been in existence since 1977. We have over 300 locations worldwide. So they figured out how to bake the cookies correctly, all the equipment you need, how to market it, how to display it. So franchising figures those things out for you. And then you just come in, you get trained on how they do it, and then you become successful rather quickly.
Sean, why is it important for America to provide more career opportunities for our returning vets?
Well, I think that there's a feeling that these veterans, even you mentioned a little bit, come back without much experience and education. But on the contrary, I want to make sure that employers and franchisees and franchisors understand that, again, we don't need specific experience. We just need to let everybody know that they bring such leadership to the table. And these people who are ready to sacrifice and take on challenges and overcome obstacles, that's the kind of experience that we need in our workforce. And if we can get these veterans to open up new locations, that's going to spur job growth as well, because they're going to employ 6 to 20 people, let's say, at each location that they open.
So Sean,
it's a great jobs benefit.
You know, Sean, I almost think that the military needs to do more with counseling when soldiers come in. It's almost like college, because I don't think enough of the soldiers coming in are really thinking about, you know, what they're going to do when they get out, because there are programs out there to help you get through college, to help you, you know, figure out what you're going to do to get the education that you need. And it seems like a lot of soldiers aren't taking advantage of that, aren't saving their money, aren't thinking past, you know, getting through the initial years of the military. Do you agree with that?
Not exactly. I mean, I understand your thoughts there. You know, obviously, they've got a lot of important things that the military is doing right now in these conflicts. But even when I was in back in the late 80s and early 90s, there were programs set up that the military helped us with transitioning to civilian life and talking about what we needed to do to get there. And since then, I know that their programs have developed much more, because it's not just veterans being employed. It's not just an issue that's being addressed on the civilian side of life. The military side of life is trying to make sure that they're not abandoning their veterans and just saying, thanks for your service, good luck out there. They're trying to transition them into a normal civilian life as well.
I find it interesting, Sean, that a guy who went to the University of Michigan and graduated with an engineering degree after college decides to go into the Marines as an infantry officer. Tell us about that. How'd that happen?
Well, I think going into the Marine Corps was a challenge for me. And I thought if I was going to go into the Marine Corps, I wanted the highest challenge that the Marine Corps had to offer as well. So I went in as an infantry officer and then became a recon officer. So it was just about the challenge. And the engineering program at University of Michigan was a challenge for me as well. So I always look for the hardest things to do, and I try to conquer them.
All right, we've been talking about the Great American Patriot Program. Where can folks go? Where can our vets go to find out more information about this great program?
Yeah, we got a great website, greatamericancookies.com, easy to remember. And our Great American Patriot Program is a link that's right on the bottom of the website. And if you click on that link, you can sign up to attend a webinar online, or you could just sign up to have one of our members of our development team call you back if you wanted to talk to someone directly. So that's the best place to get started, and you'll be able to find information there, and you'll be able to find out about Great American Cookies and our other brands, Pretzel Maker and Marble Slab Creamery.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for giving back to other veterans and helping them with their futures. And as a civilian, I want to thank you for your service as a former Marine. Thank you very much. Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you very much.